worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
This podcast is a joke.
Aha, Netflix.
Yeah, we're going to capitalize off of their marketing campaign.
Oh man, maybe they'll just think it's for us.
Maybe they will. Get a spray can and just get up there and tag them. But a freak accident is a joke over their billboards.
That's right. It's the Netflix podcast. Rename it. Boom. It's ours.
I don't think copyright or trademark works quite that way.
Gotta catch us first. Gotta catch us first.
That is the ongoing thing, isn't it? You gotta catch us first.
Really don't think that would be hard.
Yeah, it is a freak accident, though. Welcome to the show. It is episode something. I don't know. I've lost count at this point. But we're glad that you're here. I don't think we're at 90 yet. We're close. I can check real quick.
Oh, God. Come on. Typing numbers now. We don't know how to count.
You don't have that many fingers and toes. Calculations.
What? This is what he does.
I know.
This is the right time to do it.
Yeah, go for it.
It's right when we're...
No, it's 88. 88 miles per hour! Sorry.
Yeah.
I had to get that Back to the Future reference in, though. Mickey's looking at me cross-eyed because she doesn't know. That's fine. Our website is afreakaccident.com. Send us an email. freaks@afreakaccident.com. Speaking of Netflix, though. We kind of call it the Netflix of podcast. Of
it
this
really
podcast.
Is.
Yeah, because you can get every episode we've ever done at podcast.afreakaccident.com. Binge us.
On
more than
demand.
2 years worth of content there, right at your fingertips. Just waiting to stretch your earlobes out.
Ooh. That's gross. Why would you even say that?
His face. He actually had a look of pure disgust on it. That was like legitimate disgust on your face.
Because it just... I think the visual hit me at that point. There was a pause. Visual. Ew.
I'm Crisco. That's Lazy E.
Yeah.
And that's Mickey over there.
I'm still here.
Aren't you glad?
No.
Why wouldn't you be happy? It gets you out of the house once a week.
I enjoy my house.
Yeah, that was a bad thing to say.
You're right.
She likes white walls, nothing in them, just sitting in the middle of a room.
Straight jacket, be fine.
Wrap it in a snowstorm. Yeah. Kind of. Do you think, like, if I were to haul all of this stuff over to your abode, would you be happier about that because you wouldn't have to actually go out into the world?
Kind of work, but then the dogs make a mess, and we've learned that in past episodes.
Well, you know, you got to ask the question eventually, who let the dogs out?
Who? No, that's not the answer.
I don't know who is.
Yeah. No, you don't want that because then that's going to invade your space. So then it's going to ruin your space with us.
We just have one room. It's fine.
It'll ruin it, though.
It'll just shove you guys in there.
Well, there were a couple
it.
Times when I wasn't on the show, when the two of you had to do it.
Right.
And I don't remember there. I remember there being problems with microphones, like, falling down.
Yes, you know, that happens.
Just all of a sudden, it's away from where you're talking.
No, it was literally in the middle of, like, the second episode. She's talking, boom.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just gone.
Yeah. There's that picture on our Instagram with her, like, kind of awkwardly pretzeled over her voice in the condenser part of the microphone.
That was the pro move, though, Mickey. I applaud that. She didn't stop talking. She adjusted.
I'm picturing, like, the microphone falling, and she's, like, slowly lowering
exactly
herself in the chair.
Remember when this chair broke? I just kept talking. I just had to lean the other way. I was like, all right.
I do remember more than... I never heard the dogs bark, I don't think. At least not that I can remember. Maybe they did once or twice. The bigger thing, though, was the chair that Lazy E was sitting in.
Yeah.
The whole time, it's just going, squeak, 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 squeak.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't a chair that, like, stood still.
Yeah.
It was any movement. If I breathe, it would go...
Yeah. That was the thing. Literally, you were breathing, and I could hear the chair moving.
And the worst part is it wasn't one of those chairs where I could stabilize myself with my feet. It was too high up.
Yeah.
So it was like I was in a dentist chair. Like, so, hi.
And you know what? We're kind of blowing up our own spot because maybe the listener didn't even notice, and now we're calling attention to it. So now they're noticing
it. Well, they'll notice
it. Well, they have to go back and find it.
Yeah. So you have to re-download the episode.
Just
wink,
like,
wink.
But I'll tell you what, man, just pure audio fidelity. Just as crisp and clean as you can get. But even that, as bad as that is way better than what I'm currently dealing with at the job that I just started.
Here we go.
Day two? It's starting time
no,
to
no,
start.
No, no. I've been there for, like, coming up on 2 weeks now, but I'm still in the orientation stage, you
quote
know.
Unquote.
Quote,
that's
unquote.
That's your favorite stage of a job. You finish orientation, you leave.
Jeez, at this point this year, I've done it 3 times, so.
You're pretty good at it now.
I know.
You're the orientator.
I really should figure out how I become a consultant and just go around and tell companies, hey, I have so much experience doing onboarding for different companies, I could tell you exactly what you're doing wrong.
Yeah, go for that.
There's got to be money to be made in that, right?
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is. Nah. I have no credentials other than that I can't seem to settle into a job for more than a few months. But
that's kind of blowing up your spot.
But I will tell you, like, you know, you go through the onboarding process. There's always those training modules that you have to take anymore, especially when you're working for a big company, a corporation. They have the stuff. It's online. It's usually in some kind of portal. You have to go in and you watch it, and they talk about the company's processes or whatever the case might be. I got to tell you, as an audio guy, radio background and everything else, work on trying to make this podcast sound as good as possible. I mean, I know the content is lacking, but at least it's pleasant in your ears. It's not like, it doesn't sound like garbage. It doesn't sound like it's been super compressed and it's losing, you know, it's not lossy audio or anything like that. It is, but I mean, I try to not make it sound that way.
Yeah, it's great how you make it sound real great.
And then this happens too.
Oh my God, I just thought of a new bit we could do.
What?
Put mine up like that.
It's Lazy E in the sky. Traffic's going great right now.
It is kind of what it sounds like. But yeah, so like we try not to do that, even though we just did.
That was
whatever.
To prove a point.
So, you know, but the background Lazy E and I have, and Mickey, even you too, with your music background.
Right.
You know, how many hours do you slave in that mix trying to get that song to sound as good as possible?
Way too many.
And then you have situations like this, where you got to figure, like, how many people are you bringing into this international company on a monthly basis? Probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people getting hired all the time. You think you'd put a lot of thought and effort into your training material? Nope. Not even close.
Just
especially
terrible.
The audio. I've heard, like, the one thing was literally a conference call. It sounded like somebody recorded it on their iPhone that they just set next to a speaker, and the person was on the other end of the speaker. So,
how do you expect me to do any kind of training when you got some of this is the quality of the audio conference?
That's how, that an hour. An hour of that. Just terrible. And then the best part is we've got now, Lazy E, do you remember when we used to do that show together on the radio, Now Fear This?
Yeah.
And we had, just to kind of let people in behind the curtain a little bit, there's automation systems that we have at radio stations. The one is Scott Systems.
Yeah.
And when we first started, when they would have the schedule for who was doing what air shift, the midnight to 6 a.m. air shift was always Scotty.
Yeah.
It said that on the board.
Yeah.
Because it was just, there was nobody on the air. It was just automated. The system would just play the music and everything would be fine. So, well, Lazy E and I came up with a brilliant idea. We invented an AI character for that Now Fear This show. We called it Scotty, and it would talk, you know, talk trash and everything else.
You guys suck.
But we used a text-to-speech program to generate the Scotty voice.
Right.
But it would come out like all text-to-speech does, very haltingly. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The one training module is, it's got to be like 10 hours worth of material. It's animated, so it's like South Park kind of cartoons on the screen, right?
Uh-huh.
Which that's fine. The animation's just fine. But then they didn't get voice actors or just any old Joe Schmo to get a USB microphone, plug it into a computer, and lend their voice to this. It's text-to-speech. So it's like, welcome to the training module. We are going to begin momentarily.
So what you're saying
Let us introduce you to our project.
So what you're saying is it's basically like an anonymous video.
Dude, yes, exactly. It's like one of Anonymous's videos. Like,
the government is coming to get you.
So you're subjecting hundreds, if not thousands of people to this kind of audio. It's like, I literally want to be like, somebody just hire me. I'll record my voice into the thing because future generations should not have to deal with this.
That's bad.
I mean, it is terrible. Imagine listening to a robot voice like that for hours and 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 hours.
They're conditioning you.
Getting you ready.
They're breaking me is what they're doing. I'm
break you down to build you up. That's their method.
Oh, man. It's a brilliant strategy, in other words, because it's definitely working. But seriously, if you run a business or something, put a little bit of time and effort into your audio. Your people will thank you when they don't have to listen to trash.
And speaking of that, what are we talking about today?
Speaking of trash, what can you expect on this episode of A Freak Accident?
Yes.
Well, we've got a lovely
cornucopia of topics.
Baseline show lined up for you today. Yeah. Just baseline. Nothing too extravagant. Nothing below line, you know, or out of compliance. Just perfect, lovely.
A freak accident.
Are you calling us average?
Yes.
How could you do that?
Because we are.
Boo this man! That's right.
Screw you, Mickey.
Get out of here with that attitude. I don't want that.
Boo. I can finally leave. All right.
Nope. What was that? Were you trying to fall out of the show?
She did like finger guns and then kind of did like the point toward the door thing.
And then she tilted like as if she was going to fall through a door and be gone.
There's a little trap door on the floor. It's fine.
Waiting for the smoke bomb and she just disappears. See ya.
By the way, I'm a magician now. Go to return to the circus.
Yeah.
Her original...
Your domain.
I'm assuming you must have been involved in a circus at one point
circus
in your life.
Circus is closed now.
One, two, three.
Four, five, everybody in the club, so come on, let's ride.
There must be one left.
No, I was not involved in a circus.
Lazy E just inadvertently wrote Mambo number 6 right here live.
Come at me, Lou Bega.
So you were never in the circus, though?
No.
What a missed opportunity. Anyway.
Got the looks.
I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it because I knew he would.
Uh-huh,
I know. I'll go there.
I didn't need to.
Yeah.
All right. He's involved in my deepest, darkest thoughts. He knows what's up.
Yeah. You know. That's our clown laugh.
It is officially fall. We're going to talk about autumn-related things because I'm bummed.
Don't worry, it's not pumpkin spice lattes.
Will it not? No, it's not.
No, it better not be.
It's alternatives.
Yeah, there's ways around it.
We've got 10 weird physical signs that reveal larger health issues. Get ready to be a... What do they call it when you freak out over small things? It's not a... It's a disorder, right? You know what I'm talking about. When you think everything
is...
Oh, hypochondriac. That's
yeah, right. That's teamwork!
Yeah!
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, because you are.
Yeah.
True.
I have my own little mini circus right here.
Boo!
What else are you talking about?
We're talking about a state trooper. A legitimate officer of the law.
Yeah.
Not the one that pulled Lazy E over.
It might be.
Who knows?
Because guess what he's telling us what to do.
How to get out of a ticket. Yeah, it's been a while since we've done one of these, and Lazy E apparently really needs a refresher. Ah. So
I don't do good at that. $170 will tell you.
We're going to find out why hangovers get worse as you age. Again, another getting old thing. I don't like these.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why we keep doing them.
Because we're old.
All on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is A Freak Accident.
Watch me sneeze until I can't breathe. Allergies are gonna kill me. And now that I'm without warm weather, I'll be needing sweaters.
I was gonna say it's sweater weather time.
Oh, don't mention that song.
That time of the year, oh, God, yeah. No, I'm sorry about
thanks.
That, man.
Thanks.
Triggered. Lazy E is triggered right now.
Snapping.
But this is one of my favorite memes that I've seen recently. Is it's like, behold, as the North American basic girl awakens from her slumber in search of pumpkin spice.
Ugh.
It's not the thing anymore.
Thankfully.
There was a...
Dude, I'm so sick of it, too, so I'm glad it's going away.
Well, there was a thing, it was some market watch that last year it took a huge dive. That bubble has popped.
Well, because, dude, honestly, talk about oversaturating the market.
And that's a funny thing. Like, I liked the pumpkin lattes and stuff, but when it became the only thing you could drink, that became a problem.
Because it started in the coffee, right? It was the pumpkin spice lattes. It started in the coffee, then it moved to, like, the donuts and the baked goods, then it was beer, friggin' pumpkin, all these different pumpkin beers, which tastes like garbage.
No, Pumpking is great. Pumpking and,
nothing pumpkin tastes good.
SBC is pretty good, too.
Nothing pumpkin tastes good.
Pie.
Passable. Okay,
don't you dare!
If I had the choice between pumpkin or apple, bro, I'm going apple.
I don't even like apple
An
pie.
Autumn apple pie? That's just un-American.
You're right.
Get out of here. Go back to Soviet Russia with your comrades.
What, are you not for the DACA?
I found the leak.
Topical.
The Russian leak, it's here. It's Lazy E on a freak accident.
I am not leaking anywhere. It is clean. It is dry. Everywhere on this seat.
And then he twitched his eyebrows at me as if to put a... just to underscore that entire statement.
Fake news.
That's right. You're fake news.
You got a leaky brain, though. We know that.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, they had the shunt. It's still working?
Yeah.
Can you ever feel the gears turning in there?
You've felt it.
I have. I've felt his shunt before.
I felt it go away.
People just tuning in at that point. Weird. We are a family-friendly show.
It's a good thing that, you know, this doesn't just stream. People do have to start at the beginning. Yeah. Unless, like, you're one of those weirdos who downloads a podcast and just randomly clicks different places in it looking for a place to start.
There's people like that.
I'm sure there are. Yeah. But anyway, I'm glad pumpkin spice is on the way out. Because then you got, it was what, cereal, candy bars, you know, pumpkin spice, everything.
I did get the Cheerios. They're
pumpkin
good.
Spice cheese. You know, pumpkin spice burgers.
Yeah, not wait.
Pumpkin cheese. Spice pizza. Yeah, I've seen all of this stuff.
Cheese, no. Don't mess with the cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese is too good. Don't mess with cheese.
Pumpkin spice ice cream. Like, no. Just put
well,
a stop
ice cream
to it.
Is that's okay.
What did I just say? Pumpkin anything is not good.
Well, we're going to have to disagree.
I swear it's just one of those novelty things because it only is once a year.
Right. Stop whining.
It's this time of the year. And so then all the basic broads come out in search of wearing their overly large hoodies.
I don't even know what basic broad means. I don't. There's a confession for you. I have no idea what that phrase
well,
means.
Well, it's also, the word is not something that I would repeat on the show necessarily.
Okay.
But it's you can look it up on Urban Dictionary, learn yourself some things.
I didn't know it meant something bad. I had no idea what it meant.
Not really bad. It's just like the hipster of women-ish the girls. Hipster of women. I wouldn't even call them women. Nah, girls.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh. So, like a girl that wears Uggs?
Yes. Exactly.
That girl.
Spot on. Yeah, that.
The Uggs and the sweatpants and the big baggy sweater and has to wear sunglasses at 6 o'clock at night because they're too tired.
You got a little rant going on. Do you know why they call them Uggs?
No.
Every time a girl says, I'm going to buy them, the guy goes, ugh.
straight up. Yeah, actually, it is at marketwatch.com.
See?
My favorite website.
I know.
Who doesn't love watching other people spend money that you'll never have?
It's funny seeing them lose it.
Yeah, well, that's
it. Because I do that very well.
After many autumns in which pumpkin spice reigns supreme, maple could be poised to be the next favorite fall flavor.
Dunkin' Donuts brought it out. I had it. Pretty good.
You see their billboards all over the place.
That
is a free plug, Dunkin' Donuts. Feel free to cut us a check anytime you're feeling generous.
That's, I think, well, they're smart. They jumped on it first. They're the first one really, they were really the first one on the pumpkin deal.
Yeah.
And they do it at the right time. It's not like they eliminated pumpkin, but there's only one pumpkin drink now.
Yeah. Good.
And that's fine. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
One.
It says brands are putting pumpkin spice into everything from cereal to yogurt to coffee. According to the vice president of 1010 Data, we may be at peak spice, but we'll quickly know whether pumpkin spice has jumped the shark as this season sales rolls in. And you're saying that last year it took a dip in like the overall sales?
Well, that's why would they go to maple?
Yeah.
If it was going good, why would you make another?
Maple is showing up in its fair share of yogurts, coffee, and other items, poised to take up the challenge to overthrow pumpkin spice. I'd be okay with that. I love the flavor maple, so I'm okay with that.
How can you go wrong with maple? It's maple syrup.
And this is the time of the year when they harvest it, too. When they tap the trees, like autumn. Yeah.
And, yeah, they
went I think it's autumn, right? Or is it spring? It's one of those transitional seasons, though.
It's fall.
I'm pretty sure it's autumn. Fall.
You always think fall when you think of syrup.
Well, yeah,
right?
Cause that's when they tap the trees.
Yeah, you think of the orange, maple leaf, you know, fluttering in the breeze, and guy carrying a bucket of delicious syrup.
Yeah, because if they did that during the spring, they would die.
Possibly.
I think so.
Not necessarily, because it's just a big tubing system. So I mean, it's just taking.
It's a series of tubes.
It really is,
just like the internet.
I know.
So, I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm sick of pumpkin spice. It's got to go away.
You're
going to
get sick
of
maple, too.
Fine. Give me something new that isn't pumpkin spice, though.
And then you're going to hate it. And then we're going to come up with another thing, and you're going to have to find a new job.
I hate Wait, how did it come back to that?
Well, it's just like the job. You hate a flavor eventually.
I mean, circle of life, it would seem, anymore. Yeah, roughly every couple months.
Yeah.
But apparently, going off of that trend of pumpkin spice being on its way out, apparently Krispy Kreme is bringing back pumpkin spice glazed donuts for only one day.
And if you're listening to this later than Friday, this Friday, September 8th, out of luck.
Oh, is that when it's happening?
Yeah.
Talk about creating a demand, though.
Yeah.
That's the way to make people want pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be sold out in minutes. Minutes.
Probably, yeah. People are going to be lining up around the block. Yeah, to get them, because there's only going to be how many batches? They're only doing it this Friday the 8th. So
I'm hoping that you're listening this on debut day or the day after, or else, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, enjoy that. I have never tried one and never will. I assume they're worth the hype and the probably inflated price you'll pay because demand is low and demand is high.
For this year, yeah, probably.
And then also going off of trends this fall. Which, by the way, did I mention that autumn is my least favorite time of the year?
Why?
Because I like summer, and I know what autumn means is coming next.
Oh, so you don't hate autumn, you hate what it's meaning.
I hate what it represents. It represents winter is coming, and I hate that. And I'm like, well, you've said before, too, what did your dad used to say?
He said, the leaves aren't changing colors, they're dying. And he's right, they are.
Oh, look at the pretty
They're suffocating.
Yeah, those are the trees suffocating.
Yeah, they're trying to gasp for air, and they can't, because they're dying. They are getting, their breath is being taken from them.
Incidentally, human beings turn interesting colors when they can't breathe, too, so.
But it's beautiful
true.
When it
not
happens.
Not that I would know, or anything. No?
No. Move on.
Okay. Going off the fall thing, though, Adidas is dropping special yak-resistant Oktoberfest sneakers.
Yeah. Yak?
Yeah.
Yakety sack.
That's what they're talking about.
Oh.
And beer. So.
Gotcha.
Think about it. You're at an Oktoberfest. What's the biggest problem?
Yeah.
People overdrink.
They're actually really nice-looking sneakers.
Well, they look like Lederhosen's.
They kind of do.
That was the whole point.
CultureHub.com has this story. Let's see. Adidas is doing that right now with Oktoberfest sneakers. It just screams fall. The shoes employ the München silhouette, which is fire. But with that colorway, it's just perfect. My favorite part about it is it's blah, 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 blah. This is just stupid crap.
Basically, it's resistant to beer if it spills on it or puke.
So spills. It's spill resistant.
Well, yeah.
So you could just take a can of Scotch-Brite to your shoes and have the same effect.
Come on, Mickey. Can you not ruin
Use
everything?
Use common sense? Yeah,
Don't
sorry.
Ruin everything. Come on.
Oh, wow. It's got a red and white micro-check interior. That's real nice.
Yeah, check that out. Micro check that out.
Yeah, because, you know, you're spilling beer all over the place. You're hacking up on your own shoes. You want to be able to just wipe it off and keep drinking, right? These are the shoes for you, man.
You get the pants and the shirt, you're going to be set.
They'll be available September 2nd, so they're here already.
Yeah, probably cost you
$200? $200?
Yep.
Speaking of yakking.
That's Euro. It's $237 USD.
Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Way too much friggin' money. Nice shoes. Wouldn't pay that much, though.
I wouldn't pay that much for any shoe.
No.
It would have to be a forever shoe. Like, it never goes bad.
Yeah, like, the most I've ever spent on sneakers is, like, $50. I got them on the clearance rack.
I spent more than $50. It's because I had a $50 gift certificate, so I paid $12.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, see? Yeah. But, I mean, again, you get them, you know, discounted. I mean, the shoes I got for $50 were originally, like, $200, but they were on clearance, so got them for $50. Won't spend more than that.
But to argue, if you're a person that frequents Oktoberfest, you probably ruin a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
You can just save these for Oktoberfest, so they'll last years.
Yeah, that's true.
They're nice, like, brown and like, you know, like an amber color, too, so it looks like beer and dead earth. It's perfectly representative of fall.
We could put these dead earth picture shoes up on freakaccent.com.
Sure, yeah, go check them out and let them know if you're going to buy them.
You won't.
If you're going to waste the money, if you're listening to this show, I can't imagine you're high culture.
No. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, nobody who's swimming in pools of money is downloading and listening to a freak accident.
Yeah, Scrooge Duck and the homeless guy down the street.
Yeah, they're not exactly tapped in. But anyway, autumn is here, whether you like it or not. Winter's next. Get ready to shovel.
I call it fall. Why do people call it autumn?
It's kind of fall. Yeah,
I call it fall.
Fall.
Leaves fall. That's why I call it fall. Autumn just seems like aunt. Ugh.
This is a weird...
Yeah, what
just string
happened?
Of consciousness, kind of.
No, because it's like saying autumn is like saying aunt. It just seems pretentious.
Somebody honk their horn at us. our fans! Yeah, all right.
Honk if you agree with me. Yeah. See?
Up next, 10 weird physical signs that reveal larger health issues. Get ready to be a hypochondriac.
Oh, yay.
Gonna freak you out and make you feel terrible about yourself.
Yay!
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving madman. Person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
What I need right now to do, like, the whole theater of the mind thing is I need a rubber glove that I can just, like, snap against my wrist. Lazy E.
No, that doesn't work.
Turn around and cough.
Oh, no. Did I ever tell you when I went to the doctor and that happened? Real quick story?
Go ahead.
So I was at the doctor's. Mickey, I'll tell you this story. I think I've told you this story before. So I went for my yearly, you know, you have to do it for work and everything like
that.
So I go in there. He tells me to drop my pants. He, you know, says, turn your head and cough, grabs down there, and I'm like, listen, I just came in for a routine checkup on my teeth. It's a dental joke.
Let's see if teeth shows up on this list anywhere.
Okay.
Shing. This is from...
teeth. Shing.
Oh. Is he broken today?
I think, yeah.
I'm in a weird mood. It's great.
That's the sound effect for when you, like, you know...
No,
pull
the
a
teeth,
sword
like,
out of the scabbard.
No, when they brush their teeth on the commercials and they're like, shing.
Have you been giving yourself you time, like taking a break from work? We get there yet?
Well, tea time. Tea you. Sometimes me.
Okay.
Right back in there.
Prevention.com has some
Were you able to get in or were you prevented?
No, I got in.
Okay.
Hacker man. This is weird physical signs that reveal larger health issues. Potentially.
Oh, this is WebMD.
Right, literally, this is just the whole purpose of whoever wrote this article is just to freak you out and make you feel panicked.
You have a runny nose, you're going to die.
Right, yeah exactly, that kind of thing.
A headache, you got cancer.
Yeah,
good job.
My knuckles are sore. Yeah, you've got an alien pathogen, yeah. So these are some weird physical signs that may reveal larger health problems. Lace-like discoloration of legs.
You're probably dying.
A lace-like pattern on your skin when you're cold could be Levito reticularis.
That's my favorite German artist.
He's an EDM DJ.
Yeah.
Which is thought to be due to abnormal circulation near the skin surface or blood vessel spasms. It's typically harmless, but if it doesn't disappear when you warm up, it may be a sign of an underlying condition like heart disease or a side effect of medication.
I'm sorry, like, that's not a simple thing. I have never seen someone have their vessels, like, shaking or... That's messed up.
I love that it says it might be something minor and not bad at all, or it could be heart disease. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why would you give me one option and then the polar opposite, way worst end of the spectrum other option?
It's making you go crazy. That's why.
Spooned nails.
What is a spooned nail?
That's when your nails lay next to each other and cuddle.
Damn it. I'm so mad.
You're welcome.
Oh my God.
Spooned nails. A dip in the nail that could hold a drop of water. A condition called chorionica.
Wow, my favorite ninja.
It's great with the size.
I know.
Could be a sign of an iron deficiency. I've had this in my my nails before. You ever have that? Like the little depression in the fingernail?
No. Nah, I would take it to therapy if it had depression.
It's like a little... Okay. It's like a little bowl, kind of.
You see, can you scoop stuff with it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if there were, like, liquid, like, it could actually pool on your nail, like, in this little... this depression, this dip.
Dip it right up into some, like, salsa. It's really good.
Spoon nails, yeah. Iron deficiency.
Spoon nails! Iron deficiency.
Ah, Chris Cornell's memory is desecrated.
Such a great song by him.
Oh, God, gross. This one's nasty. Belly button discharge.
No! No! Oh, no. Belly button discharge. What are you? When you died? What do you have? Brain cancer?
That's a metal band nobody wants to listen to.
We are Belly Button Discharge. Yeah. It goes. We're Belly Button Discharge.
Ow! My soul.
Ow!
Keep your hands off the board.
No way.
You're not allowed to touch it anymore.
That's why we did it earlier, to figure out we could do that.
Yellow, green, or dark color discharge in your belly button is likely the result of a fungal, yeast, or bacterial infection. The navel is a prime spot for dirt, sweat, and bacteria to accumulate, especially if your belly button is pierced.
Well, to everybody that was eating, I hope your meals were good.
Mickey is like slack-jawed right now. She's just...
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
disgusting.
Wash your belly button. Oh, what's wrong with people?
I can feel your words in my ears now after that display.
That's what we want to be.
Lazy E, bad news, man. Smooth tongue.
They call me the snake.
A smooth, swollen tongue lacking bumpy palate. I don't know.
Palatable?
I'll ask Hello Nurse how the frick to pronounce these words, because I have no clue.
You were supposed to do that before the show.
Good idea. Maybe you should plan things for me.
All right, smooth tongue, what do we got here?
It may signal a lack of B12 or iron. This condition, called glossitis, could also be a result of low estrogen, such as during menopause, or use of dentures. Sometimes it's simply genetic. See your doctor if it lasts longer than 10 days, or if your tongue is harder for longer than four hours, or makes breathing, speaking, or eating difficult.
Oh, you might have that, Crisco.
Oh, God, yeah. Speaking is so hard. Diagonal earlobe crease?
How?
Mickey slack-jawed again? Slack jaw could eventually be the... No. Diagonal earlobe crease. Research has associated an earlobe fold with a higher risk of coronary heart disease, and it may be a sign of a blockage in the arteries.
Or you might be a hobbit.
Yeah.
With folded ears. Oh, there goes my headphones, but that's what I'm talking about.
I appreciate the commitment to showing your ear to listeners who can't see it,
but
and knocking your headphones
so
off your head in the process.
What I meant, because you just looked at me.
I know what you meant.
Yeah,
I looked at you. This is a look of disappointment, though.
You're a look of disappointment.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bumps on eyelids.
Okay.
Think about blind people, though. That's good. You've got beautiful eyes.
Your eyes say close.
Yellowish bumps on your eyelids called... Oh, God. I'm not even going to try that word.
Do it. Try it.
Xanthoasma? Actually, that probably is probably pretty close.
Try.
Happen when certain things. You're going to be my new motivational, my new life coach over here.
Yeah. Tony Robbins over here.
Happen when certain fats build up under the skin. They could indicate that you have elevated cholesterol levels.
Sounds like you're talking to the salespeople I work with, the fat people that get under my skin.
Breast dimpling.
I like how everybody looks at me for this.
what are we supposed to say, Mickey?
Hey, you got boobs.
Ooh.
Ouch. And they're fine ones, too.
Truth is stranger than fiction. Skin dimpling can be a subtle sign of breast cancer, even though it's not as typical as better-known signs like a new lump. Other signs of breast cancer can include swelling, pain, or nipple discharge. Why the word discharge?
It's that's not like that word.
You know how moist bothers some people?
Yeah, discharge bothers you?
Yeah, I think so. Like, just using that word, it's like, oh.
Oh, we're going to discharge this episode tomorrow.
See, that actually kind of makes me excited. Anyway.
What?
Okay. Orange hands. Somebody call the president.
He's in trouble.
Orange hands. Beta carotene is found in yellow orange vegetables such as carrots, peaches, and oranges. Peaches aren't vegetables, they're fruit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so is an orange.
Stupid. Right, good point. excessive consumption can actually turn your skin orange. This usually harmless condition called carotenia should go away if you return to a normal diet. So it just means you're eating too many fruits and vegetables that are yellow in color and you're slowly becoming a...
vegetable.
Banana.
Fake news.
Bronzed skin. Oh, God, Trump.
He's back.
Hyperpigmentation or darkening skin without sun exposure is a symptom of Addison's disease. That doesn't sound friendly.
No.
In which the adrenal glands stop functioning. It can also be caused by medications or excess accumulation of iron.
So too much iron.
Too much iron.
This, that's what bothers me. They tell you to take some iron, but don't take too much. They don't, you really, like, if you don't go straight, this is what this teaches. If you don't go, like, right on the line, you're in trouble.
Oh, God.
Either way.
It's not right on the line, it's just balance.
That's right, that's, okay, balancing on the line. You tilt one way, you're going to have a problem.
Ow. I was looking at something and I hit my head.
What, did your smooth tongue get in the way?
It did. God, this next one, I'm doomed. Sweaty feet.
Oh, I do have that.
Yeah. Excessive sweating of the feet is called hyperhidrosis, and experts say it seems to be an inherited condition, but aren't quite sure what causes it. Sweaty feet could also signal an underlying condition such as hyperthyroidism. Oh, good. It's just genetic. We're not sure what causes it. Or you could have hyperthyroidism. What?
In that name, do you know what it's called? Stink feet. That's what us regular people call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Feet stink.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I love it. I've got this like this feeling in my stomach. Well, you could be in love, or you could have an alien growing in there. Like, okay, wow, that's not good.
A minor headache.
You've got a vicious living plant that's slowly taking your body over from the colon upwards.
Oh, you have the sniffles, or you could have SARS.
Right.
So take your pick.
So hey, if you've got any of those, email us, freaks@freakaccident.com, and, you know, we'll send flowers to your funeral.
And please email us. Don't send anything in an envelope. I don't want it.
Yeah, especially not your belly button discharge. I don't want to get that.
Send your belly button. If you have pictures of your belly button discharge, freaks@freakaccident.com.
Up next, how to get out of a speeding ticket. We've got to speed out of this segment as quickly as possible.
Be a part of the show. Go to freakaccident.com and click on connect. That's freakaccident.com. Click on connect.
That seems really loud, doesn't it?
Yes, yes it does.
Same as usual.
Ow.
Literally, you can look at it on the screen.
No, yeah, it doesn't look any louder than usual, but I don't know. I just think, like, my ears have been destroyed by your loud mouth earlier.
Do you know? Well, now you know how we feel.
When you were portraying belly button discharge and ouch, I did hear that.
Just making sure.
You jerk.
Listen, your ears can't handle Sammy Hagar. He's just too loud for us.
Fair enough. Okay, so one of the worst things that could happen, one of the most annoying things that can happen, is getting pulled over, right?
Hello.
Yeah, happened to you a couple weeks ago.
It happened to me last week. We talked about it.
Was it? No, I thought it was a week before that.
Oh, yeah, it was the week prior to that, because that's when you brought it up again last week,
right.
And that's how I remembered it. Thanks again.
Lazy, he gets pulled over because he's a terrible driver.
No, just 20 miles over a speed limit.
That's not any better.
Crisco, you want to try to defend yourself on not driving faster than the speed limit?
Oh, I drive faster than the speed limit all the time. Difference
you,
is I don't
You
get
should
caught.
Be going back to the future.
I wish I was. I'm hoping one day that magic happens. Anyway, this is from Twin Cities Pioneer Press.
Ah, Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. They got a state trooper's perspective on what it's like to pull somebody over. And then we've also got some tips for how to avoid getting a speeding ticket, which I'm sure we will add our own knowledge and expertise into the mix.
So let's get the perspective of a jerk.
Mickey's outrun a couple cops over the years, so...
Not outrun. I've been pulled over plenty of times, though.
Yeah, and she probably has a lot of techniques.
Did you just call the state trooper a jerk?
Yeah, well, the one who pulled me over was, so...
Oh, was it a statey?
Yeah.
Oh. This is Jack Teagues. He seems like a nice guy.
Teagues? No, most cops are good people.
Yeah.
This guy was a jerk.
The guy who pulled you over.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy...
Yeah. You hear that, jerk? I assume you're listening.
Just don't... No, you're not, because I drive by that area a lot, so... wait until I move.
But he offered his perspective on doing traffic stops, and it starts with the choice. He prefers to let his speeders come to him. Those are his own words.
What is he, a ninja?
No. He usually pulls people over for speeding from a stationary roadside position. He picks his stakeout spots both for their clear view of the road and for how safe it will be to make a stop. Okay?
If you change around some words, this sounds like a murderer. He lets the victims come to him.
I mean,
he stays in a safe spot and watches them. Like, this really is a murder.
This is interesting, though. Okay, when on speed duty, he usually starts off low tech, because I think those radar guns, they do use a lot of power, right? So you kind of have to conserve that. So he's using his eyes first to see what cars are outpacing traffic.
Okay,
so he's watching to see if it's obvious that you're going faster than everybody else. Then he switches on the radar gun, the LiDAR, and then he tags you. He says, we just can't catch everybody. People only going a little over usually get a pass in favor of people going 10, 15, or 20 miles over the limit.
Okay.
Which that does make sense, too, because the state gets more money the higher the violation. So why would they waste their time pulling somebody over who's going 5 or even 10 if they can nab somebody going 20 or 25?
Also, I believe there's a 10-mile or 5-mile margin of error with those guns. So
I'm
that's
not
why
they're
very hesitant.
Actually, it's pretty spot on, depending on when it was last serviced.
Yeah.
Or whatever, when it was last calibrated.
If you argue a 5 or a 10, you could usually get out of it. I've done
not
it.
Not radar.
No, radar. Specifically radar, because I said the margin of error and they let me out once.
Well, the margin of error is only good for if you're like something like VASCAR or something that local police use. With radar, it's a guaranteed.
Local police cannot use a speed gun.
Well, no, they can't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's where the margin of error comes in. Because radar, the LiDAR systems, unless you can prove that it wasn't calibrated properly at its last thing, there really is no margin of error. It's spot on.
Okay. I've heard differently, but we'll go on.
Listeners, chime in.
Yeah, email us, freaks@freakaccent.com.
Who do you believe, the scientist or the guy who got pulled over just 2 weeks ago?
The guy that got pulled over.
Yeah, I have experience.
Then he says, the good point is, he says that, where is this? I lost track of it. Okay, he often goes for the car moving fastest. If a group of cars are all speeding at the same rate, he has to choose. And he usually goes for the person at the back because they're the easiest to pull over.
Everybody says you want to be in the middle.
Yeah, either in the middle or even in the front. You do not want to be the guy in the back,
though. Because you figure that makes sense. How can he tag you if you're in front of the other cars?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of going off the next thing, when he actually clocks you. Once he's identified a likely speeder, Teagues turns on his speed gun called a LiDAR to get an initial speed reading as the vehicle approaches his stationary position. That's just the beginning. After the initial reading confirms the speeding, he uses his patrol car's powerful acceleration to get out of the median and into traffic, and then he gets a second or even third reading from directly behind, because he says it's great evidence if you have multiple clocks on a speeding vehicle. And I think initially they might be going 79 or 80. They might drop down to 76 or 69, but in a 55 zone, that's still all over the speed limit.
Sure.
So,
and this is what bothers me. Again, I have nothing wrong with police officers. Love you. But this guy seems almost like he's excited to talk about this. Like, he loves giving
speeding
tickets.
I'm sure he does. You don't do this unless you get some kind of sick enjoyment out of it.
That's gross. To get, like, love when people get pulled over and it ruins their day.
It is his job.
Okay. Can you... He doesn't even talk about, like, oh, man, I hate when people... No, he's like, yeah, guess what? I picked the perfect spot, get all comfy, and bam.
Now, this is for my money. This is where I've usually helped myself to get out of these kinds of situations, is the stop itself, the actual interaction you have with the officer or with the state trooper. If you could set them at ease, because you got to figure, these guys work, it's a dangerous job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, look at, and especially with everything going on now between cops and society these days, like the general mistrust, if you can create, like, a comfort zone there and set the person at ease, then it'll be more likely that you might be able to talk your way out of it.
And one I've heard, it was from a cop down in Dallas. You pull over into a lit area, a place where they have room, a place where it's safe. You turn off the car, you put your keys on the dash, and you put your hands on the wheel.
Yep.
And you don't move.
Well, I mean, what I do is, because I usually, I mean, I have a concealed carry permit. So what I do is I get my carry license out, turn the car off, keys on the roof, so he can see them, that the car is turned off and the keys are up there, and both my hands are out the window, and my lead hand is holding my carry permit. Because first thing I'm going to say is, I'm carrying a weapon. It's over here on my hip.
I will not pick it up.
While you're holding your hands in his face, saying, it's over here. And then he'll say, can I see your license? I'm going to say, okay, that is there. I'm going to reach for my wallet, which is in a different place than where the fire is.
Well, yeah, because you make one false move, they're going to take
honestly,
you down.
Though, like a couple times when I've, like the one time I have done that, like he'll actually, oh, what kind of gun do you have? You know, and then like you get into a conversation about firearms, and that's fine.
And that's.
No, we don't have to worry about it.
And that's when Crisco starts speeding away when he's out of the car.
What? No.
That's exactly what you told me.
That has never happened.
He told me he always does that.
You can't prove a damn thing.
Yeah, Mickey, you remember that conversation. He was staunch about it. He's like, man, I get away with it all the time.
Anyway, Teague says as he's coming up to the car, he's making assessments of what's happening. He looks in the back to note for passengers. The whole time his dash camera is recording, so keep that in mind.
That's
and he has a mic on his body, which picks up the sound. At the driver's window, he tries to be polite but firm when he starts talking to the driver. He always identifies himself as an officer with the state patrol and ask for license, proof of insurance. I know that this is a formal stop and they could be nervous, but I'm trying to be cordial. He is also watching for how cordial the stopped driver is.
Well, yeah, if you're going to come out and start screaming at the guy,
yeah,
you're done.
He mentions that troopers get a lot of discretion with speeding violations. Being polite can be a good way to get a warning or cited for a lower speed. Politeness is no guarantee, though, especially for particularly fast or dangerous drivers.
I'll say that. Well, you remember when I told you guys the story. I was nice to the guy. I admitted I screwed up. He took away the points.
Right.
Right.
So I'll give him that. That is absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's kind of goes along with the whole, you know, being polite thing, creating that sense of ease and everything else,
yep.
You know, and getting into a situation where you can try and talk your way out of it.
Plus, it's like any other situation. If you make a friend with them, it's almost like you make that temporary friendship. It's harder for him to say, well, now I'm going to hit you with everything.
One helpful thing is if you know how to identify, like, the insignia for rank. You can it helps, like, you know, if you actually identify a lieutenant as a lieutenant, you say, like, you know, yeah, I'm sorry, lieutenant, you know, it's like, that's like, oh, okay, you're like, you're showing them respect. They appreciate that kind of thing, too.
I can
way too much effort there.
Yeah.
Nope. Mickey don't care. Just slap her with the ticket.
We should. Oh, my God. That's a great. We're going to sell this. It's copyrighted to us. We're going to make things for your dash that shows the different ranks on your car. It's a picture and says what it is. So you look over there and you go, hello, lieutenant.
Just right on the inside of the door,
yeah.
So he can't see it. Yeah.
Hello, lieutenant.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Yeah. How are you this evening, captain?
And then he opens the door and he sees it, and you get double the fine.
Welcome. We've got some tips, though, for how to some additional ways how to avoid a speeding ticket. If you're going less than 10 miles an hour over the limit, you're probably fine. 97% of tickets were for driving faster than that. Again, they're not going to pull you over for 5 or 10, because that might mean they miss the guy going 20, 25, or 30.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way bigger fine and more money for the state.
Yeah.
Be more careful in the summer. Cops give out more tickets, probably because more people speed in the warmer weather, and also because they get more federal grant money to enforce it.
Oh. Yeah.
Subsidized government trying to pull you over.
Mm-hmm.
Government cheese.
Taxation is theft.
Why?
You're more likely to get a ticket when it's not rush hour because it's easier to catch you. Peak times during the week are 6:30 to 7:30 a.m., 10 to 11 a.m., 1 to 3 p.m. On weekend, it's anywhere between 4 and 6 p.m.
Talking to you, soccer moms.
Slow down if you're a teenager or a guy. Across the board, men get 50% more tickets than women. Well, we know why that is.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's unfair.
I can squish my pecs together, but my man cleavage ain't getting me out of no tickets.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I put on a pretty good pouty face. Look. Watch this. Mickey, I don't want a ticket. Crisco, don't want a ticket. That's what I do every time. Because then they think I have a problem.
See, that's going to make me reach for my taser if I'm a cop and make that face again.
Nah, they just feel bad for me at that point.
And last but not least, best way to get out of a ticket, be polite. You're more likely to get a warning if you're nice to the officer. But not always. If you're caught going 25 or 30 over the limit, it's not going to matter.
Uh-huh.
You're getting dagged.
I went 20. We're good.
There you go.
Just missed that threshold.
Or as we've said in previous episodes, you can just run. Just floor it.
Yeah. What you do. Yeah, well, like Crisco does.
Get out of sight, drive into the woods, pull like a branch over the car, and then, you know, reach the nearest body of water and dive in.
There.
Make sure you've got a straw that you can, like, you know, go above the water so you don't have to surface.
Admitting guilt. What did I just say he did? He waits until he gets in conversation, and he speeds away.
Hey, what's that over there?
Hey, we have good gun talk and everything. By the way, your light's out. See ya!
My keys are on the roof. Guess what? Spare set in the ignition. Yeah.
The last thing he sees is the keys just falling behind. Yeah! And another cop in front pulls up.
Damn.
Luckily, I have six pairs of keys.
Oh, God.
You'll never catch me.
And the cop just said that.
Jesus!
No! He's away!
Mother of God.
He's done it again. The speeding bandit. That's his claim to fame. There's just all his keys are everywhere. You're on Northeast PA.
The keynote speeder. That's my name. I'm on somebody's wanted list, that's for sure.
You're still finding a political reference. That's amazing. Wow.
Up next, find out why hangovers get worse as you age. It's a freak accident.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over. It's over.
Ow! Do you know who that guy is?
Who is it?
You don't know who that is?
No.
Well, that's Snoop Dogg, but the main artist in it is...
Open Gangnam Style.
Friggin' Psy?
That was a while ago, that song.
Oh, I thought he'd have been killed by the government over there a long time ago. That's South Korea, isn't it?
Yeah. So he's kind of safe.
I don't know. Kim Jong-un, he's got his tendrils reach far and wide. His missiles go all sorts of places.
Psy's
Hilltop Mansion, I'm sure he's got one aimed there.
And he doesn't get hangovers. It's impossible for Kim Jong-un to get him because he is more powerful.
Oh, right.
That's what he tells people.
He's a god king or whatever.
He gets more powerful.
What is this?
She's making fun of my... Listen, sometimes I get a little Italian.
Yeah, he's doing like a little like flourishy kind of thing
like
with his
hand. No, it's like the Chinese guy from The Hangover with the every time he talked, the hand would go side to side.
Yeah, right.
Little boys.
Yeah.
Anyhow, speaking of the hangover, hangovers get worse as you age. You ever notice that?
Oh,
nope.
My God, yeah. Well, what? Yeah, because you don't drink.
Correct.
Wait, ever?
Ever.
Anything?
No.
Yeah, she said that a couple times on this show.
See, it makes me want to go to bed.
I must have written that out of my memory because I don't trust people who don't drink.
I know.
Tough cookies.
I had this one mixology. I took a mixology class, and this guy, the teacher said, he goes, you know, what's great is that I always have friends over to have a drink with mixology. You know, I'm able to entertain. And then he said, and it's even good to make friends. And even if they don't drink, you can make non-alcoholic ones. But he goes, there's no one worth being a friend with that doesn't drink. So it doesn't matter. She's off the show next week. We're looking for another mic.
I'm watching you. I'm on to your schemes.
Dude, you're so far behind.
Can't fool me.
So far. Now, apparently I have for the last, what, 3 years? 2 years?
Yeah,
how long have we been doing this for?
Long enough.
Took a while, but I'm on to you. And once I get on a scent, I don't lose it.
Until your next job.
Don't know how that ties in or even needs to be brought up, but ouch. Again.
Yeah.
Oof. Right in the liver.
Yeah.
Which incidentally is one of the reasons why hangovers get worse as you age.
Oh, you segue.
From
bastard.
The New York Post. You don't have as many liver enzymes anymore as you get older.
Well, that's
one of the
reasons.
Because I've noticed hangovers are much more severe.
And it's,
that's why I do not get drunk anymore, because I cannot handle it.
It's not even getting drunk. I'll notice I'll drink a little bit more. Not even drunk, not even buzzed. And all of a sudden, I wake up the next morning, I'm like, oh. Yeah. Or if I don't eat the right amount of food before two beers, it hurts.
Yeah, I feel like I was hit by a truck that was hauling a plane.
And they blew up.
But yeah, you don't have as many liver enzymes anymore. Your liver is a pretty important organ when it comes to drinking. Alcohol is a toxicant, so your body has to break it down and get rid of the toxic parts. That's where the liver comes in. Your liver has to break the toxin, ethanol, into something it can digest called acetaldehyde. Enzymes are responsible for this. So when there's less, it can't do it as efficiently. Therefore, more toxins
hangover.
Stay in your body, a.k.a. hangover. For every drink, it says to glass of wine or pint of beer, it takes your body about an hour to process it out.
I've heard that one tons of times. If you drink one or, you know, wait an hour, it'll
be gone.
If
you're a bartender, that's the rule.
So yeah.
If you stretch it out over an hour, like theoretically, your
you
body's
should be okay.
keeping pace
yeah.
with your drinking
well,
speed,
yeah.
Right?
If you only drink one within the hour.
It depends well, on what you're drinking, though, because the rule is it's a 12-ounce beer,
yeah.
An 8-ounce glass of wine, or a shot.
Oh, okay.
Those all equal the same amount for your body to process.
That's kind of why I like to sip whiskey over the course of the entire night.
I was going to say, if you drank beer over an hour, we're not talking anymore.
You're taking an hour to drink a beer. Yeah, what is this?
I mean, if it's like a monster one.
The recovery process of your body is weaker. Well, duh.
Yeah, I mean, right? you could old. Just skip why the reason why.
Yeah,
that's part, why.
Yeah, you get older, our bodies begin to slow down. You've noticed it in your joints, muscles, but it actually happens internally, too. That means it's harder to fight a cold virus or other illness, and yes, a heavy night of drinking. As one gets older, metabolism changes. Also, neuroplasticity. That's the ability of neuronal function to bounce back is thought to slow down.
Do you think a brain doctor that
so
likes-
to remember what happened the night before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think a brain doctor that likes to entertain people is Neuronald McDonald? That was just right there for the pickings. That apple was ripe, and I picked it right from the tree.
Your meds could be making it worse.
Obviously. Oh, we're still talking about the hangover.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. You need medication for illness you didn't think you'd need back when you were in your 20s. You know, all of a sudden you need that Z-Pack to help you get over the last bit of that that case of the sniffles.
Just chug the NyQuil.
Yeah, many illnesses like chronic illness and mental illness
hello.
require pharmaceutical meds, but alcohol can interface with those and make you feel quite ill. When combined with antidepressants, blood pressure meds, and diabetes meds, alcohol can actually be quite dangerous.
No, wait, are you serious? They really have to tell people this? It says it on the thing. Do not drink. Dummy.
Dude, we are a society that has to have caution hot put on the side of our coffee cups. Because somebody one time said, well, I didn't know, and sued McDonald's
wait,
for $1 million.
Huh, I'm taking stuff that's medically messing me up. Let's have a beer.
That seems stupid.
Here's another reason hangovers get worse. Your lifestyle. Yeah, as you get older, your
lifestyle's getting worse.
Well, not basically. Not necessarily that it's getting worse, that you're calming down. As you get older, you've probably got yourself a mortgage, have kids. You don't see your friends and family so much because, you know, you got to schedule play dates and stuff to even, you know, see friends.
Yeah.
All of these responsibilities and stresses don't allow for a sluggish weekend hangover. While the younger you would have lounged in bed until it was time for hair of the dog, the older, more responsible you has stuff to get done and you suffer for it. Not to mention, if you don't keep up with that kind of thing, you kind of lose your edge and you can't handle as much as time goes on.
And then you add to it, you're staying up later, which adds to that hangover. You're drinking later. It leads into the morning.
Yeah. Finally, this one kind of seems pretty straightforward. Stop denying how old you are. In other words, stop behaving like, you know, a 21-year-old when you're well into your 40s.
And that's, I've made that mistake once, and that's all it needed. And yeah, you need to realize, be realistic with yourself.
Especially if you're trying to keep up with the younger crowd, you can't do it.
No. There's a reason why you laughed at all those older people when you were at the bar.
Yeah.
You know that's not you now. You're that guy.
It's entropy, man. It's the law of diminishing returns. You can't keep going at the same speed. You just can't.
But you know what? You can like better stuff and get there faster.
Right.
With less.
Yeah. Yeah. Allow those evolving tastes to, you know, give you the ability to try more cultured drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Miller instead of Miller Lite.
Oh, God.
Or Michelob.
Ooh. Ultra. They put Ultra in front of it because it's ultra good.
Yeah, that's not Michelob Super. It's not Michelob Mega. It's Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, you don't get that 87 gas. You go right up to the 89.
Ultra stands for ultimate.
Are they sponsoring all of us?
They better be after this. They had better be.
Well, next week on a Mick Ultra.
Yeah. Yeah, for the old person who can't handle drinking anymore, Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe next week they will be a sponsor. Who knows? Yeah. We'll find out when we come back next week because this episode's all rappy pooed. It's all
done. Oh, you did the hand thing too.
Yeah.
It's becoming a thing. Go ahead, Mickey.
Mickey doesn't seem to appreciate it, though.
No, I don't.
He's way going. Go ahead, Mickey.
Go ahead, do
he's
it.
He's like, you're doing the shooing motion.
Go ahead, silly boy. Yeah. Do it. Do your thing.
It's not me that does it. Crisco does it.
You can do it.
I don't want to.
I know some gestures she would like to make right now.
Yeah, it involves a hand, too.
Oh, she did. It is.
In case you were wondering, she gave us the thumbs up. Yeah.
Yes, that is the single-digit gesture that she just gave us.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. No webcams. You don't know different.
Yep. She said, you're number one.
That's right. That's right.
And more or less.
That wraps up
this
episode.
A smile on her
Lazy
face,
E, too. Where do people need to go to keep up with us and things?
Oh, there's so many places, but freakaccent.com is the hub for all of it.
Yes.
You got that connect tab. You could click it. You get to our Instagram. You can get to our Facebook, Twitter. We're just everywhere.
All the places that you should come and intermingle with us throughout the week when we're not, you know, doing the podcast.
But more importantly, Mickey, where should they go if they want this episode and every episode delivered right to them? Oh, my God.
iTunes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, and you got to subscribe because then those episodes will be delivered. Or there's also Google Play Music.
Google Play Music.
Stitcher. TuneIn.
But let's all remind them. They only have like 10 episodes, 11 episodes, because that's all they'll host. Freakaccent.com. Click that podcast section. They're all right there.
That's right. They're all there.
Just bookmark it.
And send us an email, freaks@freakaccent.com. Reach out to us about absolutely anything. We'd love to hear from you. Send us suggestions for what to talk about. Tell us you love us. Tell us you hate us. Include your mailing address. We'll send you free stickers.
Yes,
still
sir.
Still love that. Still love that. Next week on the show, we are going to have the worst Tinder date ever. Oof. This story. It's impressive.
It's worth coming back
it
for.
It is worth coming back for, believe you me. We will have that and more next week, so make sure you come back. Like I said, subscribe, leave good reviews, and you won't even have to worry about it. It'll automatically land in your inbox every week.
Done.
You're welcome.
It's there.
That's right.
Thumbs.
For a freak accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident, I'm doing hand things.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.